Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Shomer Emunim writes in Perek Yud Gimel, if we would know how precious it was to believe in Hashem's Hashkaha and train ourselves to view the natural way of the world as a manifestation of the Yad Hashem, our hearts would become filled with excitement. He writes further, fortunate are those who are constantly strengthening themselves in this emunah, because bevadai HaKadosh Baruch Hu mar'eh lahem nisim v'niflaot tamid. For sure, Hashem is going to show them miracles and wonders all of the time. The Sefer Yismach Yisrael writes as well, how important it is nowadays especially to imbue ourselves with this emunah, that nature and the regular happenings in the world are all being controlled by Hashem. I recently heard a slightly different version of a very famous story from years ago, which I would like to bring a point out of. There was a man from Yerushalayim who loved listening to the Shiurim of Rav Dan Segal, and he had a whole stack of the rabbi CDs in his car, and he would listen to the classes every time he drove. On one occasion, he was driving and he had a lot in his mind. He was not paying attention to the words being spoken in the class. And in his deep thought, he began drifting to the lane with oncoming traffic. And seconds before a potential disaster occurred, he heard a very loud honk, like the sound of a trumpet. And Baruch Hashem, he immediately swerved back into his lane and avoided a collision. He pulled over to the side of the road to get his bearings after what just took place. And he was thinking, the horn he just heard sounded like it came from some type of 18-wheeler truck. The car that he nearly collided with could not have possibly produced that sound. So he rewound the CD he was listening to, and there it was, he heard the horn again. While Rav Segal was giving his class 5 years before, a truck driver in that neighborhood outside sounded his horn, and it was recorded on that CD. Could that driver ever have imagined that his honk would be saving a life years later? For that man to have had that class playing at that exact spot on the class at that exact moment is nothing short of a miracle. But one might ask, if Hashem wanted to save that man's life, he could have done it in many ways. He could have made it that there was no oncoming traffic at that time, or the man could have caught himself on his own. Why did he use the horn from that CD? Perhaps we could say one of the reasons was to teach us, those who are going to hear the story and repeat it, the lesson of how Hashem operates in this world. It is clear this cannot be explained as a random occurrence. We are to take this lesson from this story and similar stories and apply it to all happenings of life. They're all coming from Hashem, from behind the veil of nature. A woman from Israel told me, she once needed a hospital treatment, and she took a private specialist that she had to pay out of pocket for. 1 year later, she needed the same exact treatment, but they couldn't afford to pay a specialist this time. She said, I couldn't bear the thought of my husband going into debt to pay for it. So I told him, the regular doctor in the hospital is also good. Using him is considered a normal hishtadlut. Either way, the results are only biyad Hashem, and so they decided to use whoever was on call that day. They arrived to the hospital on the day of the treatment, and they were pleasantly surprised when they discovered that the doctor on call was the same person who they paid out of pocket for the year before, and Baruch Hashem, once again, the treatment was a success. All of these common occurrences in our everyday lives are all the Yad Hashem. If we train ourselves to to view the world with this emunah. Like the Shomer Emunim said, we will be doing a very precious avodah that's worthy of us becoming excited for. And Be'ezrat Hashem will merit to see miracles and wonders. Have a great day.